This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on the patient Violetta Lawson. First name is Violetta, V-I-O-L-E-T-T-A, last name is Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N, Lawson, date of birth 8-29-2022. This letter is being written to Dr. Marvin Masada, first name is Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, last name is Masada, M-A-S-A-D-A, address 1569 Lex Ann Avenue, L-E-X-A-N-N Avenue, San Jose, California, 95117, telephone number 408-274-1654, fax number 408-274-8021. Dear Dr. Masada, M-A-S-A-D-A, thank you for asking me to see this 7-month-old little girl in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Violetta has been having mild eczema starting on her face and neck at age 2 months and since then it's progressed to involve her hands, arms, period. There is significant itching, period. This baby is being breastfed and recently oatmeal, some fruit, vegetables and beef has been given without any problem, period. She is exposed to 2 cats and a dog, and that certainly could be exacerbating this problem. She is growing quite well, period. She was given peanut butter not too long ago, and she seemed to have tolerated it quite well. However, she was given some boiled eggs, and she developed rash, period. And that certainly could be suggestive of egg allergy, which is the commonest allergy in children with the eczema, period. Mom has been feeding her yolk without any problem, and I believe most of her egg allergy is perhaps to the white part of the egg, period. There is no Stephanie asthma, period. There is minor nasal congestion, but overall she seems to be thriving quite well, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant period. Recently she was treated with Claritin, Bactroban and prednisone for her eczema problem, and she seems to be doing well, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant baby who had moderate erythematous patches with some excoriation on her face, neck, and wrists, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergy in its relationship to various symptoms, and family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I did some RAS testing, and it revealed the following. Number one, positive allergy to egg white. Number two, positive allergy to one component of milk, period. Certainly this is suggestive of allergy to eggs, which we know she has by clinical revelation, R-E-V-E-L-A-T-I-O-N, certainly milk could be introduced. Certainly we could follow the milk component testing after age 1 or so to see if regular milk could be introduced or not, period. Mom wants to exclusively breastfeed, and that should be quite optimal, period. my final diagnosis, mild to moderate atopic dermatitis. Number two, probably mild allergic rhinitis. Number three, allergy to milk and cats and dogs. Number four, possible low-grade allergy to milk. Number five, my recommendations are as follows. Number one, hydrocortisone cream, 2.5% up to twice daily if needed for face. Number two, Arorex 10 milligram at bedtime if needed for itching. Number three, Singulair 4 milligram at bedtime if needed for allergies. Overall period, I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Violetta Lawson. Addendum, certainly no egg white should be given, number two, and no eggs in any form like boiled or scrambled should be tried. I believe egg yolk should be okay, as she has been tolerating it without any significant problem. Certainly a retesting after age, somewhere between age 2 and 5 would be appropriate to see if egg allergy is on the waning mode, waning mode. Thank you.